This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That. I can't sleep, so let's run away. Okay. Help yourself. Take a deep breath. This is the Thursday Good Day program, August the 24th. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen with a... I've gotten lost, Jay.
Okay.
The first... Yep. I'm lost. I have done what I decry most... Spending time looking at stuff on social media.
Did you fall down a rabbit hole?
I went down this rat hole. I've been on it and in it. I was talking about discussing things that that sort of help us end the day and things that I admit to looking at before I go to sleep. And they're always usually great stories or things that motivate me as I'm thinking. I'm so fortunate, knock on wood, 30, 40 seconds, and I'm out. Gonzo. I pat Daisy on the head, turn over, zonk time. And some of it is really, as much as denigrate social media and the things that are going on, there are so many things that you can find there. And so the bottom line here, the lesson is there's nothing that's all good, nothing that's all bad. It's just, and that goes for people too.
What's that saying? We don't see things as they are. We see them as we are. Our perception is our reality.
Yeah, it's all perception. Yes, exactly. So when I saw this, it hits me because I am on the negative side. I'm so negative about Monsanto and Bayer and the things that they have fostered on people in the name of making money, Roundup, and the lawsuits they have. At first, Bayer put aside $5 billion. They bought Monsanto. Not sure that they did as much of their research as they should have, but there's a $5 billion, or there was, a $5 billion kitty set aside to benefit the people who have a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or leukemia or other cancers that were caused by Roundup. And the United States of America is the only place on the planet where we are civilized, in the civilized world, so we're supposedly civilized, that still allows Roundup to be used. And the people at Bayer have now changed, instead of $5 billion, the makers of Roundup have now agreed to pay out $11 billion to settle lawsuits because of Roundup. And there are two things that come out of that in my mind. One, how in the hell is this stuff still legally sold in America? And two, how much money is made if they can set aside $11 billion that have to come out of profits? How profitable is this stuff? What does it cost them to make it and what they sell it for and then what it does to you? Why it is that's even available on the market? And farmers have problems with me when I say this all the time because it does get rid of the weeds, but it also gets rid of you. You breathe that stuff in, oy, man, awful. So I am on a toot as I look around because there's a thing about soliciting me promote the fact that these people, that there are lawsuits that are continuing. And I have no love for lawyers, as you know, All right. So I'm looking at something from Jane Davis, who is a fan and a friend, but she also listens to the program. She says this to me. This is too good not to share. I asked a friend who has crossed 70 and is heading toward 80. And I know she sent this to me because that's me. What sort of changes is he feeling in himself? And Jay, this is what I would send this to your father as well, because he and I are in the... he's behind me, but we're all headed in the same direction no matter what. This is what this fellow sent along. One, after loving my parents, my siblings, my spouse, my children, and my friends, I have now started loving myself. Again, this is somebody looking at life who is between 70 and 80. Two, I've realized that I am not Atlas. The world does not rest on my shoulders. How many people say during the course of the I feel the weight of the world on my shoulders? Right?
And how much pressure are we putting on ourselves?
Yep.
And blaming other people for it. Don't get me wrong. Some other people put pressure on us as well, but you can always brush that off.
Number three, I've stopped bargaining with vegetable and fruit vendors. A few pennies more isn't going to break me. And you know what? That's so true, especially when it comes to eating good food. But I chuckled at the way that was presented. Four, I leave waitresses a big tip. The extra money might bring a smile to her face. She's working much harder than I am at the moment, making a living. Let's see here. Number five, I stopped telling the elderly that they've already told that story before. The story makes them walk down memory lane and relive the past. I do that here on this program, and I do that in my life. But this program pretty much does reflect my life. And Jay was nice enough to say when we were talking, some lady sent a note, which was accurate, complaining that I interrupt Jay too much.
Sounds, that's so untrue.
Yeah, well, it's, but I'm now conscious. The good thing about these sorts of things is that they bring your mind back around to a focus that is there, but you haven't had it awake for a while. As much as anything else. I mean, the reason you're here, you said it's my show. Well, yeah, but the other side of it is you're here because you have something, a great deal, in fact, to contribute. And so to encourage that, I either have to be quiet, or when I start something, I take a breath, and what do I say off the air to you all the time? Jump in. Get into it. And so that's because that's what I want you to do. Jennifer, took her a while to get into that, but she's no shy and retiring violet as you can. And I gave her good training. Look, she's the...
I love your dynamic with Jen. The way you go at each other, and she can poke you and pick on you. And
absolutely,
such
man.
She has respect for you, and that's why she can say,
yeah, we
you
love
know,
each
you
other.
Guys have that camaraderie and that you've been in each other's lives for so long.
She grew up with me.
It's so funny, some of the things she says to you.
And you
give it right back.
I do. But I've had as much influence. Her father's probably listening right now. He and I have been great friends for years, and that's how I got into how I understood what Jennifer's talent was, because I saw her working with her dad. But in many cases, sometimes, and she sort of with a wink and a nod said this, that we're both her fathers. I've had a great impact on her, as has her dad. And that's, you know, when you think about what we have to give our legacies, whether it's to someone like you or to Jen, people who are around me, the folks that work with me on the farm, that learn, folks around, my grandchildren, that's what I want. You think it's over with your children, right? At some point, there's no more influence. You're just done. And they start influencing you. I find Megan and Brendan, my two children, influence me probably more than any other one individual other than the lady who's my physical therapist, the conversations we have and what we how we trust each other with our, you know, just our thoughts and stuff. There are very few people that I don't, in terms of business or personal life, that I don't tell them what I'm thinking. They ask me, I tell them. I don't hold anything back. But when it comes to having contributions from people who are worthwhile, as when you were introduced to me first, you know, it's like anything else. It's a learning curve that we have to go through. And then I realized what your assets were. And more than anything else, you've been well trained by your folks. And now I wonder whether you're doing the same to your father and mother as my children are doing to me. Do you think that you influence them? as much as they influenced you? Do you have the, it's not the power, it's just, do you have...
Yes, but I think that that's something that has started even when I was a child. I think that my parents, they're such wonderful people, and they always led by example. And
yeah.
It was one of those things that if I found myself in trouble, it was never, oh, my parents are going to kill me. It was, I need my parents. I need their help. I need them to help me figure this out. And I think that my dad, especially as being the only male of the house, he's surrounded by women that definitely influenced him to a degree.
Yeah, of course. And I think he and I have had that conversation. He'd be the first to say that you did. Both you and your sister and your mom.
He's very supportive of women. He's very cautious of making sure that they feel taken care of, as well as men, too, and making sure that nobody is ever in a situation of feeling uncomfortable. And the line of work that my dad is in, a lot of times he does have to deal with younger people who are maybe trying to become singers or something, and he always tells them he tells them full force, like, do not go into somebody's hotel room, don't go anywhere without your parent or a trusted adult, don't put yourself, like, also teaching them, don't put yourself in these situations. Or you see these photos of people where they have their arm around somebody and everybody's always looking at the hand, oh, where's the hand placed on the woman, is it too close to her boob or anything like that? And he is one of those people where he's not even touching you, his hand is just flat and behind you.
Yep. Well, he and I have become great friends. I'm thankful that he's in my life as well. The only thing we laugh about is go back 15 or 20 years or more. We've known each other, knew who each other was, but as much as I tried to, he's probably admittedly the most influential radio consultant in the business. And so I'm trying to ply him a number of years ago to get him to understand what I was doing. I wasn't successful, and now he bemoans the fact that we were not successful, as does one of our other friends, John McConnell, who listens to us on WTTV down at Vero Beach. They all say, I wish I'd have paid more attention to Doug 15, 20 years ago. Well, here we are. Pay attention to us now. And so here we go. I just thought that stuff was great and much more interesting than talking about the Republican. I just there's talking about that Republican debate is like looking at yesterday's newspaper, literally and figuratively. So let's come up with other things that will appeal to us today as we look forward to having a good day. It's 18 after the hour. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
You know that Dave Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention showers! If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the Leading Bargain liquid detergent.
Doug. With Liberty Mutual, you can customize your car insurance to save hundreds. Here's what those savings sound like in dollar bills. Here's what it sounds like in quarters. And here's what that sounds like in cryptocurrency. A thing I totally understand. 1010. I am money. Cha-ching. Beep, boop, dollar sign.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary and written by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Affiliates excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
All right, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I'm here with Jay Kirshner to celebrate celebrity at the moment. What's trending on social media? Halle Berry is getting a divorce. Was she actually married to this guy, or was she just...
She was, and they were declared single back in 2016. They were only married for 2 years. They filed, or they split up, and then the judge... It's one of those things where they still had a lot of legal things to figure out. So while it took so long for the divorce, the judge at least declared them both legally single at the end of 2016. And now they have finally finalized the divorce.
Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about how much money she has to pay to him as we...
It's absurd.
It is kind of, it really is. But anyway, we'll get to the raw numbers right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
All right, so Halle Berry, as Jay said, is officially, well, not officially, but she's divorced from this guy, Oliver Martinez. They have a child, a son named Maceo, who's nine. The custody agreement calls for her to pay Martinez $8,000 a month in child support, plus listen to this. 4.3% of any income she gets above $2 million a year. She also has to pay for her son's private school tuition, uniforms, all supplies, and extracurricular stuff. She also has agreed to pay Mr. Martinez back for any of the costs from this past school year. This I don't know.
What is the point of child support when you are already going to be paying for everything that supports this child, plus
right.
you're paying additional child support? What does that money go towards? Or is it?
It's called abuse. That's what it's called. It's abuse. So, anyway, she's got another child, a daughter named Nala, who's now 15, but she didn't get married to the guy who was the father. Anyway, I mean, you look at this stuff and you think, okay, there are a lot of influences. She has a great life, and she says that she's feeling happy in her life romantically. She's happy as a mother, mm-hmm. happy as an artist.
She feels fulfilled in all aspects. That's beautiful.
Right. Between the lines, it looks like, you know what, it's only money. And I'm not, whatever they were fussing, why has it taken them, though, so long? Were they fighting about the money? Why has it taken it so long to get settled, this divorce?
I don't know. I'm assuming part of the custody agreement was in hand. That's usually what seems to take so long with everything.
But normally judges give custody to the mother. Did she not ask for custody? Or did she not qualify because of something that we don't know?
Is that still true
about?
Today?
I don't know.
That was true today. I thought that judges want to try to keep the families together in the sense of joint custody.
In that sense. Yeah. Well, you may be right about that. I did. The thing that startled me here as I looked through the numbers were, in fact, the numbers and how it all puts together. So, anyway, hopefully the children are okay, because that would seem to be, you'd think that'd be the most important thing they'd be concerned about. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The GOP presidential debate took place last night in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Noticeably absent was presidential candidate Donald Trump. On Tucker Carlson's X feed, Trump explains why he skipped the debate.
You see the polls have come out, and I'm leading by 50 and 60 points. And, you know, some of them are at 1 and 0 and 2. And I'm saying, do I sit there for an hour or 2 hours, whatever it's going to be, and get harassed by people that shouldn't even be running for president? Should I be doing that? And a network that isn't particularly friendly to me.
The trial of Brian Koberger, who's been accused of killing 4 University of Idaho students, is being delayed indefinitely. Yesterday, Koberger waived his right to a speedy trial, which allows the courts to schedule a trial more than 6 months out from his arraignment. Lance Pry, USA News. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
All these devices and so many ways to connect. Hi, guys, it's Jen. Our favorite is when you call us at 855-999-DOUG.
I just love that.
And leave us a nice little message. Call today, 855-999-DOUG.
The heat wave, that's what's happening over the Midwest. I have to go to Minnesota next Monday and Tuesday, Jay. And my sister who's there tells me it's hot, hot, hot. How hot is it? An old line from Johnny Carson. How hot is it? It's too hot to hire. And maybe if you're a business person, you get the drift there. Okay, good day time. I gave you that already, right? It's a minute later than it was the last time I told you what time it was. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen at your service and on your side. So here is a story from Las Vegas, which is of value, our Food Farm Family Time that we have every day. You can go to foodfarmfamily.com and cull from the stories there important things that perhaps can enter into your decisions about what you eat. So anyway, let's move in our thoughts to the Las Vegas Strip. And no, this is not a promotion, although we can, why not, tie it to the two free nights that we offer in Las Vegas by calling 800-419-DOUG. There's a new place in town called the People's Farm. The founder is a guy named Mark Engler. We ought to get him on the American Family Farmer Show, maybe, Jay. He's got a company that's hyper local, that is really focused on the food that's produced in the desert, which is Las Vegas. It's a desert. So what do you grow there? Nothing. Not so fast. This guy says, quote, "We're here to feed people nutritious food affordably, starting with our family, our friends, and our neighbors. We're a controlled environment agricultural company that specializes in growing microgreens. And as you can see, it's because microgreens are very prolific." And they are. They're also very, very good for you, especially if you need to be on a no-chemical diet. If you have cancer or something like that, you get on. Every doctor who's worth his or her salt will put you on a microgreen diet. It's all balanced. They don't use any chemicals, no fertilizers, that sort of thing. They use water and oxygen to grow. It's like a aquaponics. It looks to me, anyway, Jay, like an aquaponics or maybe a hydroponic place. The germ room is 80 degrees, 80% relative humidity, which is fabulous for growing things. I can tell you that because I experience it. You get a lot of rain. My corn and the hay fields, the problem here is that I can't get on them because it's been so wet. But the stuff is growing, growing, growing. And this guy's got the same thing, germinating things, even in the dark. A lot of times you think you've got to have light. But they've found a way to have things grow. And again, Mother Nature does this. On a humid, hot night, the corn will grow an inch. And that's basically what the People's Farm is all about. 95% less water they use, recycles all the water that they use. So the question comes on why they grow microgreens. Well, because they are up to 40 times more nutritious than lettuce, right? Or cabbage or the big green stuff, spinach. They're never exposed, the plants never exposed to the outside heat. They stay in the cooler atmosphere till harvest time, and then they bring the stuff to their local restaurants, and people are, I guess they've distributed the stuff around the West Coast, Phoenix, L.A., and Las Vegas is either the beginning or the end of the trail. So urban, we talk about this a lot in Food Farm Family and on the American Family Farmer about what urban atmospheres can experience what you can do to grow things there. You can on the roof of a lot of big buildings, flat roofs, put your gardens up there. These guys at the People's Farm have 11 different varieties of vegetables, radishes, cabbages, greens, peas, sunflowers. Charges $2 an ounce. How about that? Yeah, these would be good people. Yeah, that's good. All right, so that's maybe one more reason to go to Las Vegas. Check this guy out. Check out the farm in Las Vegas. Go there and spend two nights free by calling 800-419-3684. People say to me, don't you get tired of talking and using the same number? No, because this is exciting. A lot of people, dozens of people every week are taking advantage of these two free nights in Las Vegas. So why would I get tired of talking about it? Go. You can find, I was just looking, I've gotten lost. If you're just joining us. Today has been social media I'm lost day. And so I've looked at all the stuff that you've been sending me for months that I've kind of not paid attention to. And so I just, as a matter of fact, as I'm looking around, what brought this to mind was I just saw the spot that we have on our social media, which, by the way, you can access by going to @GoodDayNetworks. All the social media focus on the Las Vegas trip. So help yourself to a good time. For a good time, call Doug at 800-419-DOUG. Mary Jane McArdle reminds us, because we were talking about pumpkin watches right before with the...
the pumpkin spice lattes.
Now she says, don't forget apple cider donuts. And she's right. Apple cider anything. But those donuts, man, with the sugar on them, deadly.
Okay.
Deadly.
The apple cider. I love the fresh apple cider that you
get. Do you have it filtered or unfiltered?
I'm not a pulpy person. I like filtered.
Yeah, do you? Okay.
Yeah, it's just pulpy. I'll still drink it if unfiltered is the only, but yeah, I do like it filtered.
Yeah, right. All right.
You?
Now, I tend to like pulpy stuff. I like orange juice with pulp in it, that sort of thing. One of my friends has opened a gym here in the area. And I was looking at his promotional stuff, how he is encouraging. He said, guns out, ladies. And, of course, the guns are referring to biceps.
Mm-hmm.
And women who are now building themselves, I think, is very attractive. I think muscle on women and men is very attractive. And so with that in mind, I was looking at what happened in the competition yesterday at the World Athletic Championships in Budapest. How do they don't say Budapest. Budapest. Right? Isn't that how you say Budapest? Hungary. So there were 2 hours of competition in the pole vault, women's pole vault, and it got down to two women. The American is named Katie Moon. The Australian lady is named Nina Kennedy. And they were both doing exactly the same thing. One wasn't better than the other. They just kept going on and on, and the judges kept saying, well, one isn't better than the other. And you look at the video of these, you can watch it on most of the social media, and it's around. Just go to World Athletic Championship. These women are so, what's the best way? They have
strong,
what it takes.
Yeah.
Yeah, look fabulous.
Dedication, perseverance.
So what did they, at the end of the 2 hours, they both threw their hands up and said, okay, we give, we'll share the gold. So the two of them.
I love that.
So now, this is the first time in the history of these championships that two gold medals were awarded in the same event. No silver medalists, so they are two gold winners because these two ladies agreed what great stuff. And that's one of the things. In real, true athletic games, I'm not talking about football or wrestling or that nonsense. I'm talking about stuff like this where there's real competition, where people have really worked hard. The athleticism is so obvious in their fitness and their ability to do the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, also
you know,
the concept that you don't have to be the only winner to be a big winner.
Right. Exactly. And so what this brought around to me also, by the way, was the stuff that we talk about from time to time. You know, the award, my son's an honor student at Mafovsky Junior High School. That stuff's meaningless. This is what's meaningful. These sorts of things where there's real stuff being presented and portrayed. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to them. Let's go to the animal kingdom, shall we, for some information about, well, there are a lot of things going on here. We're still in this mode of animals attacking people, and we've had so much of this summer. A boy, 7, was attacked by a black bear in his backyard in upper New York State, up in North Castle. He was playing in his backyard on Tuesday of this week. Authorities say the boy had been playing in the rear yard when the attack from the bear happened. Both of the parents were home. They, you know, obviously, this is up. If you go north of Westchester County, that's where this town is. He was treated, he's okay, but it brings back around again the focus of having bears around or all these animals that used to kind of know their place, if that's the right way to put it.
But that's the thing, though. That was their place.
It was their place. You're right.
And then it got built upon. And,
yep.
But it does seem like animals are way more aggressive anymore.
This summer, it seems to be. Maybe the heat's doing as much as anything else. All right, here's another one. A maintenance worker at a golf course in Arizona attacked by 2,000 bees. Woo! This is at Pebble Brook Golf Course, Sun City, just outside of Phoenix. Man was covered with bees. Ah!
This was my worst nightmare.
Awful. And it is a nightmare. Firefighters donned bee hoods, tried to get the swarm off the man and free him. Guy in his 50s, went to the hospital, critical condition. Nobody knows how the bees came to attack this guy. I'm betting that he encountered somebody who's on a golf course. There's probably a beehive in the ground. They didn't know it was there.
Mm-hmm.
If bees start coming toward you, the first thing they will do is bump you. They won't sting you because they know instinctively once bees sting you, they die.
Yes.
So they'll bump into you. They'll circle around you. So you back up and get out of.
Curious.
Well, they are. Sometimes they are.
What's going on? What's up? Right.
Yep.
But I know wasps and hornets do this, where if one is in danger, it sends out these signals to the others to come help. Do bees do that same thing?
Queen bee does that usually.
Okay.
I don't know whether wasps do it or
wasps
other.
Wasps and hornets, they do it. They don't have to be the queen or whatever.
Wasps and hornets,
they're really the worst.
Bother me. I know it. They're awful. All right, let's go to Bowling Green, Kentucky. Rescuing a mother deer in distress. Sheriff's deputies and animal control officers going to a home. Female deer lying in the background in the backyard. Had been there for a couple of days. Labor. The deer's in labor. Trying to give birth. So apparently they helped the mother give birth to a fawn. But that's not where the story ends. As the baby was on its way, whoops, out comes another one. Mm. Now, I was talking about, remember, I think I told you the story about the triplets, the calves that were born on the farm?
Yes.
I don't know. Twins are common with cows. I mean, not common. They don't happen all the time, but they certainly happen. I haven't had any twins this year. I think it's been a couple of years since I've had twins with some of the cows on my farm. Anyway, this is very unusual. But you don't know because most of the time the deer births take place out of sight. So you don't know.
I don't
you see those.
It's typical with twins, but you do every now and then see a doe with the two baby fawns.
Yeah. Yep. But anyway, the bottom line here, the story is that everybody did a good job and the mother deer is okay and apparently the babies are okay as well. So. That's it. It's. I wonder though if you're a firefighter and you get called to these, what do you really know and how can you help? A lot of it's just instinct.
Instinct.
That's 40.
Yeah.
Yep. 48 after here on Good Day.
And now a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive.
And today expect mostly sunny conditions with a high on life that can only come from cruising down the road on two wheels. Kids will wave, dogs will bark, and cyclists in padded shorts will instantly regret their chosen mode of transportation. Whereas you, on the other hand, will look super duper cool. Back to you in the studio.
This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride with coverage from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get a quote today and see what you could save.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight.
That's the ultimate goal, for sure. You know, a lot of other diets, you know, even the workout plans. I know a lot of people are doing meal plans. You buy the meals or maybe even injections and stuff. And some of that stuff you just can't maintain forever. The way Calitrin works is by rebuilding lean muscle tissue. It revs up your metabolism naturally the way that it did when you were younger. So you're able to maintain this weight loss and keep this weight off even after you get off of the product.
What's the deal at the moment is we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the dog days of summer sale going on, so it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com or call us toll-free 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to smokybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wow. Who would have thought as I read my horoscope for today that I'd be encountering a conversation with Chuck Curry over the Police Academy movies? But here we are, folks, at 53 past the hour on Movie Moments on Good Day, doing just that. Okay, Chucker, the floor is yours.
That's actually some fun theme music, no? I like that.
No.
No, why?
Nah, it's just noise.
Well, here's the deal. The original Police Academy came out in 1984, the great year of 1984,
yeah,
with so many great genre movies like Ghostbusters, The Karate Kid, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, Terminator, Revenge of the Nerds, Night of the Comet, The Last Starfighter, Footloose. I did it all off the top of my head, by the way.
And
so Police Academy also came out. It starred Steve Guttenberg, whose birthday is today, born 1958, 65 years old. I actually thought he was a very likable personality on film. Good in the Police Academies. The first one, here's the thing, Doug. The first one, which was a hit at the box office, was rated R. It was an R-rated adult comedy.
Really? I remember that.
The other seven were all PG-13.
Was that because Brigitte Nielsen...
to try to get an even broader audience. But he also was in Three Men and a Baby, right, with Ted Danson and Tom Selleck. Very good.
Yeah.
He was in the TV remake, as he got a little older, of The Beside Adventure, believe it or not, which was not a very good. It was a Hallmark TV remake.
Yeah.
And he did a sci-fi movie about 5 years ago called Lava Lantula, which was riding the coattails of Sharknado fame, which was actually a lot of fun, believe it or not. So he turned 65 years old. And he was in Cocoon. He was in Cocoon, too, also Steve Guttenberg.
Yeah.
Brings back a lot. See the memories we relive on this show? Amazing.
It's Gutenberg, Chucker.
Gutenberg? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry about
all
that.
All right. Alec Baldwin presented a motion to dismiss the Rust Cruise lawsuit.
Goes and
the
on
judge...
and on and on.
Yeah, what the heck? Yeah. They finished the movie. Why are they still stuck in this zone?
I tell you one thing for Alec Baldwin, though. His last 3 years has to be, he must course and turn a little bit at night. No.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It cannot be easy. That cannot be easy.
No. All right, what's going on with the Writers Guild strike? They had an offer yesterday.
They had a public offer. Listen, I don't know enough about the numbers. Obviously, it was an increase for the writers. It seemed very respectable.
13% pay.
I'm not in that industry of writing, so I don't know what's respectable. There's like a 30% increase in guaranteed a certain amount of for 90 days when you're in the writers. I don't know. Hopefully it's a step in the right direction.
They said no to it. They rebuked the offer had sharp words for the CEO of Disney, Bob Iger, and the guy that runs Warner Brothers, and the people of all these people are not saying that they're not meeting or bargaining in good faith. And apparently they just said no.
What happens in any strike is that eventually
someone's going to blink.
Mount too much and they'll blink. Yeah. But I mean, if you said to an employer you want $500,000 and realistically in their mind said no, you're worth $150,000.
Right.
At what point does it get resolved? What's the real realistic number? We don't know the answer to that question.
I don't know. I know that they're concerned about streaming and income from streaming, and that apparently wasn't really addressed at all. Complex.
It's complex because it's not like the old school network TV model where you take a show like Friends or Cheers or Frasier and you sell it in the secondary market. That's really a lot more cut and dry. Nobody understands the profitability of a streaming show that's been on Netflix for 3 years. Like, what is it worth?
160,000 actors are on strike. So there's basically nobody working on anything in Los Angeles and in the movie business. Nobody. They're all. And then you see like Maim Balik, whatever. I never pronounce her name. I love her, but I can't pronounce her name. She says, I'm not going back to Jeopardy. Ken, what's his face, is doing all the hosting because apparently he doesn't care. She does because she's an actor in addition to being a host, so that's where it affects.
But you have to wonder what will play in movie theaters next summer and next Christmas.
Yeah,
if this
exactly.
is going on.
Yeah,
how are the theater owners going to stand?
It's a big problem. Big problem.
And what are we going to talk about, Doug, besides the strike?
All right, we can always find something to talk. We're going to talk about the birds and the bees, the flowers and the trees, the moon up above, a thing called love. Chuck, we can talk about that. Like Dugoff, all these movies that are made about love and romance. Ah, yes. All right, talk to you tomorrow. 59 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.